My name is David. I am 10 years old. About 2.5 years ago, I started having things happening to my body that I didn't know I was doing. It first started with my eyes. They would just start rolling around all the time. My grandma took me to the eye doctors, and they gave me some drops, and they said they were really dry, and that's probably why I was doing that. The drops didn't work. Then, for no reason, my mouth started opening really big like I was yawning. Then my bottom lip would go over the top of my top lip, causing me to have huge chapped lips all the time. From there, my arms and legs would just start making these twitches. I would do these twitches sometimes as much as 59 times a minute. Then one day, I started making these sounds with my throat. It would come out like I was quacking like a duck, barking like a dog, or I would just yell out for no reason. Remember, I did not realize I was doing this. My grandma asked my parents, please let me take a SIA, but they really didn't believe something made from salt and water was going to help me and didn't allow me to take it. But in April this year, my life began to change. My grandma and I always have a date on Thursday after school, and she started sneaking me a SIA. I started with a Dixie cup that she made a big black line on and told me to fill the SIA to the line and drink it first thing in the morning and then again when I came home from school. Within 2 weeks, my twitches became less and less to like 25 a minute, and then by 6 weeks, they were all gone. I still had these sounds that I would make with my throat and voice, so one Thursday, my grandma gave me a new cup with a different line to fill the SIA tube. The next week, we had our date. Everything was gone, she told me. It's so nice to know I'm not doing these things anymore. I don't have to explain to the kids at my school why I was doing these things with my body. Now my parents are so happy that my grandma gave me a SIA.
Well, when you watch your grandson or you watch a child go through these things that happen and there's no explanation for it and they get worse and worse, it really is very, very hard to watch. And when you know that you have something that is a bottle of hope, and you try and try and try to get the approval of the parents to be allowed to give him this, it just was something that I never thought I would do. Honesty, integrity is key in our house, and to have to go and sneak this to him just to see was something that I was willing to take a chance on, have everybody mad at me. But watching this change his life and see him come home from school, and he has friends now, and he doesn't come home with tears in his eyes or crying because something happened on the way home and it was just an accident, Grandma. They didn't mean to do it. That, to me, is huge in a child's life. When you have a child that doesn't want to go to school because they're being teased because of the things that they do, it's very hard to watch. But more importantly than anything else here tonight is why we have to tell people about this technology, because miracles are happening everywhere. And I have been so blessed to witness this with my grandson. I'm sorry, I get emotional sometimes. To see him, he said to me, Grandma, I think I'm comfortable in my skin now. And for someone to come out and say that when before they didn't know they were doing these things, and people would tell them, you know, we would say to David, David, you need to sit down, you need to calm down a little bit. But he had no control over what he was doing. He had no clue. He didn't know what he was doing. And I am so grateful that you brought a SIA into our life, because it is so powerful.